If you start the day with a glass of orange juice, you should pay close attention to this. There's an invasive bug that's threatening America's citrus industry. It's called the Asian citrus psyllid. And as you can tell from the name, it comes from Asia, though it's spread to the Middle East, Africa, and now here. The bug can carry a disease that's destroying entire groves of lemon, lime, and orange trees. So how do you stop an invasive pest like this? You get its mortal enemy involved, import another bug. Sandin Totten from Station KPCC in Los Angeles explains.
Meep, meep. The Roadrunner has Wile E. Coyote. Batman has the Joker.
Let's put a smile on that face.
And the invasive Asian citrus psyllid? Its nemesis is a vampire wasp the size of a grain of sea salt.
So these are vials containing about 100 Tamarixia radiata.
These are the wasps we were talking about.
These are the wasps. They're ridiculously small. They're about, about a millimeter.
That's David Morgan. He studies insects for the California Department of Food and Agriculture. He says this tiny wasp comes from Pakistan, where it kills citrus psyllids by sucking out their insides.
So it's a fairly grisly way of dying.
Gross. But good news for citrus growers. You see, the tiny fly-like psyllid was inadvertently brought to Florida in the late 90s. And it sometimes spreads a disease called citrus greening that turns fruit into bitter, unripe lumps. So far, citrus greening has wiped out 90,000 acres of crops in Florida, costing the state about $4.6 billion of revenue. To stop the disease from spreading further, researchers are breeding the psyllid's natural enemy, this Pakistani wasp, in large greenhouses filled with citrus trees.
Oh, there we go. There, right there.
That's where I met Grace Radabaugh, an environmental scientist also with the California Department of Food and Agriculture.
That's a female Tamarixia, and she's looking to lay an egg under one of those nymphs.
She's talking about a baby citrus psyllid that looks like a tiny fat beetle. Radabaugh says the Tamarixia wasp's reproductive cycle is like a scene from the sci-fi classic Alien. It starts with the wasp hunting for a psyllid nymph to prey on.
When she finds a nymph, she's going to sting it, then lay an egg directly underneath it.
That egg is the parasite. It'll hatch and start sucking out the insides from the slowly dying psyllid.
They feed on it, they hollow it out, and they're living under there until they pop out the top like the alien. It's quite amazing.
That's disgusting.
It is. They're a fascinating creature.
Don't worry. These fascinating creatures are too small to sting a person. Once these specimens are mature, they'll be released in California to combat the growing number of citrus psyllids there. Using one invasive critter to combat another may seem like a recipe for unintended consequences, but it's not the first time scientists here have used bug-on-bug warfare, says University of California Riverside pest expert Mark Hoddle.
This is kind of mind-blowing if you think about it. Citrus is all around us today, but right back in the 1880s when things were taking off, one invasive insect almost eradicated citrus.
That invader was a bug from Australia called the cottony cushion scale. Hoddle says researchers tracked down a type of Australian ladybug that ate the cushion scale, and they released it in the States.
And within maybe 6 to 8 months, cottony cushion scale populations had been completely devastated in California.
You could still find both bugs in the state, but in much smaller numbers. As for releasing the Tamarixia wasp here, scientists say extensive research shows the wasps won't eat any bug but the psyllid, so there's no danger they'll wipe out their enemy and start snacking on something else. But this points to a limitation in the program, says Philip Stansley with the University of Florida. He was in charge of a similar effort in his state. He says the wasps didn't eliminate the psyllids. They slowed them down.
They create an equilibrium, and they still have a psyllid population out there, but they're not going to wipe out their only source of food. They're not stupid.
Right, so the biological control program is not a silver bullet solution for Asian citrus psyllid.
UC Riverside's Mark Hoddle says, at best, the wasps will curb psyllid populations by 50%. After that, farmers will have to use quarantines or pesticides until they can develop a tree that can survive the citrus disease. Still, even the federal government sees the Pakistani wasp as a key player in this fight. The U.S. Department of Agriculture offered $1.5 million to ramp up wasp breeding programs across the country. For The World, I'm Sandin Totten, Los Angeles.